was very tough. Taking that long off, you know, I haven't had that long off since, you know, grade school. So it was tough taking that long off and not being out there on the field with everybody.
When you finally were able to get out on the field, did you, like, have to be slowed down a little bit? I mean, did you want to kind of show?
Well, yeah, I was just, you know, like I said, I was anxious. You know, it's been a while, so, you know, I want to get out there and fly around and have fun.
Just to refresh, did you play in any preseason games last year?
I did. I played in the first one, and I got hurt in the second
one. You got hurt in the second
one,
okay.
What's it feel like to work with such experienced guys?
It's awesome, you know. Being able to, you know, learn stuff from them, too. And, you know, being able to just pick up on small things that they do, it helps out a lot, for sure.
At offensive line, is it a position where you sort of need an offseason in a NFL weight room and a training program to really, you know, catch up to these guys?
Yeah, you gotta work hard and, you know, work out, get strong, and, mm-hmm. you know, you got to against these guys on this level.
Yeah, did you feel like that helped you?
Oh, yeah, a lot, yeah.
Brendan, when you were on IR last year, did you study? I mean, how did you keep up with things so that when you came back, you weren't too far behind?
Well, I was, you know, I still went into meetings every day. Sat there, watched film, you know, learned everything, you know, did a lot of mental reps, you know, more than anything. But, trying to get my knowledge better. That way when I got back, I could just fly around and have fun.
Do you feel like a rookie starting over this year, even though it's your second year?
Kind of. I mean, I just decided to get back into it, really.
Is there a part of you that wondered if you, you know, they would have you take you, you know, obviously they invested a draft pick in you, so there was a future. But sometimes, you know, a guy gets hurt right away, they have to move on.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be able to step in wherever you can help out. You know, whether it's a guard, tackle, anything, you gotta be able to step in and do your job.
You guys go up against a pretty tough defensive line. How important is it to go against Pittsburgh on Saturday just to see where you guys are at?
It's important. They, just like any other, you know, defensive line in the league, they're all, you know, big, strong. So you gotta be on top of your game.
Chris, have any advice for you?
Just kind of focus on your technique, pay attention to the, you know, calls, and just talk out there.
Don't be too good, I'm sure he said.
Yeah.
Brendan, with them throwing so much at you in your first camp, I mean, you obviously got to learn a lot of different positions. Have you found you've been able to take a little bit from here, a little bit from here into this game?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, being on offensive line, you can't really focus on one position. You got to be able to play all positions in this league, you know, just in case if somebody goes down or, you know, something happens, you need to be able to jump in and be ready to go.
And you had a little experience, I think, at tight end, too, in addition to offensive line, didn't you, at some point in your career?
Yeah, well, in college I did, yes.
I would imagine when you came to training camp, starting the preseason opener was probably not something you expected to be in a position to do.
Oh, no, it wasn't, but, you know, I'm anxious to do it and ready to go out there. Fly around.